Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show today on WILK News Radio. Forgive me when I say hey at the beginning because trying to clear my throat at the same time as talk to you, trying to deal with this upper respiratory thing that just kind of started 2 days ago. Yesterday got a little worse, and then this morning it was like full-blown time for the Mucinex type thing. My daughter, who works in a children's hospital in Virginia, said that the respiratory illnesses are in full bloom down there with the kids. So take your precautions and eat your vitamins. Extra vitamin C, it's always good. It is 5:11 here, 73 degrees on this September 22nd, 2025, the first day of fall. So I was looking to do something for the first day of fall. And, you know, I started to do a little research on, and I know it's speculation. I know it's just a guesstimate by the individuals, but the Farmer's Almanac. You know, I've heard about it since I was a kid. We've heard about it. Now, something I found out today for the first time is I did not know that there was an old Farmer's Almanac and the regular Farmer's Almanac. But they are separate and two distinct publications, both offering long-range weather forecasts, planting schedules, and other practical information for farmers and general readers, but there are some key differences. So the publication history and origins, well, that's one of the best. So the old Farmer's Almanac, as you would expect, is a little bit older. It's founded in 1792 by Robert B. Thomas in Boston, Massachusetts. It's been published continuously since 1792, making it the oldest continuously published periodical in North America. So the Old Farmer's Almanac is the oldest continuously published periodical in North America, known for its traditional folksy tone and long-standing reputation. Now, the Farmer's Almanac, it's the only one I thought existed, was founded in 1818 by David Young in Lewiston, Maine. Younger by 26 years, but still long-standing publication. Marketed as a more modern alternative, though it retains a similar traditional feel. I mean, it was 1818. How more modern could it be? The Old Farmer's Almanac is published by Yankee Publishing, based in Dublin, New Hampshire. The Farmer's Almanac is published by Geiger, formerly Almanac Publishing Company, based in Lewiston, Maine. Now, the content and focus. Again, both almanacs provide similar context, including weather forecasts, planting calendars, astronomical data, recipes, folklore. However, the Old Farmer's Almanac emphasizes a blend of traditional wisdom, historical anecdotes, and practical advice. Includes more detailed astronomical tables, sunrises and sunset times, moon phases. Also known for its iconic cover design with yellow background and classic topography. Now, the Farmer's Almanac tends to focus on practical, straightforward advice with a slightly more modern tone, includes similar topics but may present them in a more concise or accessible way, and features a different color design, often with a simpler layout. Now, they use different weather forecasting models, and I'm going to get into this when we talk about what they've predicted for this fall and summer and winter. Both almanacs use proprietary methods for long-range weather forecasting, combining historical weather patterns, solar activity, and other factors. However, the Old Farmer's Almanac claims to use a secret formula devised by Robert B. Thomas, stored in a black box and updated with modern meteorology. Forecasts are based on a mix of solar science, climatology, and historical data, where the Farmer's Almanac uses a formula developed by David Young, incorporated sunspots, activity, lunar cycles, and planetary alignments. It also claims to blend traditional and modern forecasting techniques, but emphasizing a unique approach. Now, the Old Farmer's Almanac appeals to readers who value its historical legacy and nostalgia and storytelling, often seen as a more traditional and rooted in New England culture, where the Farmer's Almanac targets a slightly broader audience with more modern practical approach and may feel less formal and more accessible to newer readers. Now, they're both widely available, recognized for their brand, and cultural perception. The Old Farmer's Almanac often carries more recognition due to its longer history and widespread distribution. The Farmer's Almanac is sometimes seen as the newer competitor, although it's still over 200 years old. So that was news to me, so I figured I'd bring it to you guys. I didn't know there was an Old Farmer's Almanac and just the Farmer's Almanac. It looks like, based on the description of the covers, I've always paid attention to the Old Farmer's Almanac. So now that we got that out of the way, we'll talk about some of the discrepancies in forecasting for us this year. Fall of 2025 forecast from the Farmer's Almanac. Farmer's Almanac predicts a warmer-than-normal fall across much of the U.S., with above-average temperatures in regions like the Atlantic Corridor, Southeast, Florida, Deep South, Heartland, High Plains, Intermountain, Pacific Northwest, Pacific Southwest, and Alaska. However, colder outbreaks are expected in the northern plains of New England and the Northwest, especially Idaho and Washington. Should brace for chilly conditions. Overall, expect a mild transition into winter, though early cold snaps could appear as soon as late September in northern areas. Now for the winter, 2025 into 2026, the Almanac outlook for this classic old-fashioned winter with the dramatic temperature swings and widespread wintry weather. Think chill, snow, repeat. Now again, I'm just the bearer of the news here. I didn't shape this. This is a over 200-year-old science going on here. It's shaping up to be a colder and snowier than average for many areas, starting potentially as early as September in the north. Key highlights: temperature, pronounced cold spells, especially mid-January to mid-February, with the coldest air spanning in the northern plains of New England and the Northwest. Precipitation and snow. Frequent snowstorms across New England, keeping skiers happy. Significant mountain snow in the Pacific Northwest. Mix of rain, snow along the Atlantic coast. And classic wintry conditions, cold and snowy, in the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, North Central States, Mid-Atlantic Mountains. Kentucky, for example, is in for a very snowy and cold season. Some regional notes: expect an extended winter with potential for heavy snow in the Midwest and Appalachians, but the Almanac warns of variability, mild spells intermersed with wild cold snaps. Kind of like they're covering their bases, don't you think? I do. Now note, there's often confusion between the Farmer's Almanac, a more stormy cold prediction here for our fall and winter, and the Old Farmer's Almanac, which is now forecasting a mostly mild winter with pockets of wild weather, drier conditions, and below normal snow except in select spots like the Southern Appalachians. So there is discrepancy between the forecast of the Farmer's Almanac and the Old Farmer's Almanac. And based on where we're located and what I'm seeing here, I prefer the Old Farmer's Almanac prediction for our weather. Does anyone out there still get the Farmer's Almanac, look into it, read it? Does anyone pay attention to it anymore? I remember it always being around when I was a kid. I know my grandparents always had it at their house. It was just around, like a tabletop book. Do you still get it and throw it on your table? Let me know. I could see it being interested reading. I haven't gotten it in a while, but now that I spark some more interest in it, maybe get a copy of the Old Farmer's Almanac and just pop it on the table in my family room and pick it up every now and then. So let me know. You could text it in, 570-883-0098. And let me know if you're still follow or get the Farmer's Almanac. If you see it in a store, do you pick it up? Do you have it at home? Let us know. If you're a farmer, do you still use it at all? Because they live and work on that weather forecast. Thank you. It's 524 here at WILK News Radio as we continue here on the show. I got some text messages. Somebody asked, how much does the almanac cost? It's about $7. I've seen it anywhere from $5 up to $8. So average about $7. Somebody said, Poor Richard's almanac was Ben Franklin's. It was the predecessor of both. I do grab the Old Farmer's when I see it. Usually they have it at Wegmans. Useful tips about outdoor plants and often good recipes. So yeah, I knew there was a lot of stories, recipes, things about plantings and such like that. Again, it used to be a staple at my house. My grandparents always had it on their coffee table. It was a coffee table book. They'd pick it up, you know, probably at the supermarket. A lot of times you'll see it at the supermarket checkout aisle sometimes there. I'm sure that's where this person saw it. Your bookstores, I recently just saw it at Sam's Club when I was there the other day. So it's good to see that people people still get it here. Yeah, Target, $8.22. Barnes & Noble, $6.95. Walmart, $7.40. And you can obviously get a more advanced. You can get 24 of them for $191. Sell them yourself. Here, $6.95 at Barnes & Noble. So, yeah, you can get it anywhere. It's got that traditional yellow cover with some pictures on it. It says the Old Farmer's Almanac, 2025 Almanac. Let me see what the new one looks like. It just brings up the Old Farmer's. Here you go, the Almanac. Oh, the Almanac. The new one's a little more expensive. Don't know why, but it's a little more expensive. But the old one is the traditional one that I remember. So, yeah, check it out there. I'm glad people are texting in that they still get it. And you get it, you know, depending for about $7. One of the things that did come out and was a good thing is from the Charlie Kirk Memorial yesterday is Elon Musk and Donald Trump appeared to have made some sort of amends. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be best buddies again. You know, they did say some pretty nasty things about each other, but they did shake hands. They did have a conversation, and a lot of people who were in the room said it was a very good discussion between the two. Elon Musk seemed he posted a lot about Charlie Kirk and the memorial and what Charlie's legacy would have been, and said, you know, it's forgiveness is divine type thing. And it was good to see him and the president back together, at least on talking terms in the same room and being cordial to each other. A lot of times we look at politics today, we look at the differences, even if they were on the same side, you know, how quickly tides turn in politics. To be able to come together at something like Charlie Kirk's memorial service is a good thing. It was a good visual for the nation to see that, hey, here's people who, you know, were in a very much agreement and then did not. And now they're putting that aside for the greater good. So it was good to see that there. I also did see Jason Aldean and his wife were there, and numerous cabinet members. Again, Charlie Kirk played a pivotal role in not only getting younger members of Congress. I know Congresswoman Luna dedicated her career, said she would not be a congressperson if it was not for Charlie Kirk. Because he did have that outreach with the younger voters. He did speak and mentor to younger politicians on how to navigate a system that's oftentimes not very easy to navigate. When they call Washington, D.C. the swamp, they're not kidding. And it's not just for a visual. I mean, it is a nasty environment. It is a different environment. It is an environment. Listen, I was born and raised in New York City, grew up there. I've traveled the world to some pretty dangerous places. I've been to Venezuela. I've been to Caracas. I've been to Colombia. I've been to a lot of places to where they warn Americans, you know, be careful when you go to these places. And I was never, and it's just my situational awareness being raised and born in New York City and working there my entire younger life. It definitely prepares you for things. And I've never traveled anywhere in the world where I felt unsafe. Now, there are places where I felt on guard. One of the places was just a couple of years ago in New Orleans. I went to New Orleans with my wife, walking around. We lasted 45 minutes, and I was like, listen, I just cannot enjoy it here. There's too many things going on around us my anxiety level was up because I'm watching teams of pickpockets work. I'm watching scammers. I'm watching a lot of things. And it's interesting because you would have the police, the mounted police, on the edges of where the tourists are. And I ended up speaking to them. I'm like, why aren't you guys patrolling up and down? There's a lot of things going on. And they told me point blank, the mayor does not want us down the streets of Bourbon or down the tourist area. They want us to stay on the outskirts because they think it's too intimidating. But what was intimidating is watching. And I stopped and I pointed. My wife was like, what are you seeing that's getting you so anxious? And I took her aside and we just stood in a doorway. And I'm like, see those two people over there? Watch them. They're making eye contact with this woman over here. They're going to corner someone, crowd them, and possibly try to pickpocket them. And as we're watching them, you can literally see them, the two on the one.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The side of the street nodded to the woman. She got behind a gentleman, and then they crossed the street and got in front of the gentleman and slowed down so the gentleman had to slow down himself so the woman behind could get up. And I ended up just yelling over, and I'm like, hey, you know, watch those people around you. And then they knew that we were paying attention, and they all scattered in different directions. And the man and his wife, who were the potential victims here, had no clue what was going on, except that you know I called to them and said, "Hey, just watch what's going on there." And and then once they knew that I was watching, then they have obviously stayed away from us. But you know, I could have pointed this out three or four times during that. Because in New York City, the pickpocket teams that work the subway system often work in 6 and 7 member teams where they would crowd somebody, someone would remove the property, pass it to someone, and then would get passed to someone else. So even if you felt your wallet being lifted out of your pocket and you turned around and saw the person who did it, by the time you grabbed them and the police came, your wallet has already been handed off three times. So the person would stand there and say, I didn't do anything. Law enforcement would come. You say, I saw this person steal my wallet. They would check that person. The person had no property on them, and there's nothing they could do because there's no evidence. And that's how these teams work. They're very coordinated to where and quick to where. And you could pull this up on YouTube and see it for yourself, where they'll pass it two or three times, and then the person who really has your stuff is gone. And they usually crowd areas like getting on a subway or getting off a subway where people are pushing against each other for distraction, or they'll cause their own distraction. So, again, it was just very, very a place I didn't want to go hang out any longer. So we ended up pulling out of there. Now, we ate at a really good restaurant, and we tried walking around Bourbon Street, and this was the middle of the day. This was not at night or anything like that. It was very not crowded, which is why you were able to see these people stand out rather quickly. But just not my cup of tea. One of the reasons, plus I don't like crowds to begin with. Ever since 9/11, crowds are not my thing. So it's 5:32 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 5:38, 73 degrees. So this past weekend, I was down in Virginia Beach. I left Thursday night right after the show. As soon as the show ended, we headed down. Took us about 6.5 hours to get down there, and that's fine. I like to, you know, get there about 1 in the morning, go to bed, wake up, and you have the whole day, rather than leave first thing in the morning and get down and you lose. You're tired from driving all day. But Friday was a school STEM day and military family day for the Naval Air Station Oceana Air Show, which was open to the public both Saturday and Sunday. And I actually know people from this area that were down there on Sunday, so I missed out on them. It was funny because I did bump into, on Friday, one of my daughter's former roommates at the Naval Academy. She was down there with part of the STEM program. She recognized me, came up, and said, Mr. O'Donnell, you know, I was your daughter's roommate at the Academy. She was a year ahead of me. So I got a picture with her, sent her to my daughter. Now, my daughter got there Friday afternoon, and the whole family was together. Both my daughters were there, and my son and his wife and our grandchild, and my brother was down there. And first time we were all together, I think, since Christmas. First time we were down there since all together since Christmas. So it was nice having them all together. But the air show at Naval Air Station is just incredible. Not only did they have the Blue Angels were the closing act. That was the big thing for the day. But the Carrier Air Wing 1, which was my son's squadron, did an air superiority demonstration of BFM, which is basic fighter maneuvers and refueling. And they had the E-2D Delta Hawkeye, which is the plane with the big dish on top that does all the radar, and a whole section of F-18 Super Hornets, both E and F variants, which is either single seat or double seat. They had the Rhino demonstration team from VFA 106, and that's a pair of F-18 Super Hornets that do incredible stuff as far as their capabilities. They did some bombing and strafing runs on the runway with some great pyrotechnics. They had the F-22 demonstration team there. And the F-22s, if you've never seen them in an air show or in person, you are missing out. Those planes are just incredible on their capabilities of what they can do. They also had the F-35 demonstration team there. They had a pair of F-35s, which I've never seen. I've seen them fly before, and I've seen them, but I've never seen their demonstration team. And again, the F-35, I was amazed at the differences between the F-35 and the F-22 and just the appearance of the aircraft. One's a twin engine, one's a single engine. The F-35 has the most powerful aircraft engine put in a fighter aircraft, which is why it only needs one. But their demonstration was there as well. They had old World War II era planes, and they had the Fighting Omars, which is our adversary squadron. They're plane. Their F-18 is painted all black with a red star on it, like you've seen in the original Top Gun, where they had the F-6s painted like that. And they have a whole plethora of aircraft. But the static displays on the ground, the EOD that were there, the SEAL teams each had tents where they were selling, you know, coins and patches and memorabilia to their teams, that you could get a T-shirt from SEAL Team 6, SEAL Team 10, you know, whoever was there. And it was just a great day. Great day to be there. It was a great day to have us all together. It was hot out there on Friday. It was about 85 degrees and out on the you're right on the runway for the air show. You're literally out on the runway. The planes taxi right in front of you. Fat Albert, who is the transport plane for the Blue Angels, did their demonstration before the Blue Angel squadron did. And it was just a great day. And these air shows are all over. Andrews Air Force Base just had one. Again, Naval Air Station, Oceana. These are open to the public. Now, you needed a real picture ID to get in, but it was free to get on and get in when it was open to the public on Saturday and Sunday. And what I love to see is hundreds, if not thousands, of school children were there on Friday for their STEM day. All fifth graders were next to us. And again, there was probably 1,000 fifth graders and all different ages above that too. But they had an entire hangar set up for STEM hands-on things that these kids could do. They had robotics that they can use. They had the robotic dog that's used in combat now. Some things I didn't even know that was out there showing demonstrations. And it was just incredible to get that close to American firepower, to get that close to the American superiority, because the F-22 is by no doubt the most advanced fighter jet in the world. And then you have the F-18s and the F-35s flying together, and that is the tip of the spear for the United States Navy that's around the world. It was just great to see that, and weather was phenomenal, and it was just incredible. I did post some pictures, so you can check them out on my Facebook page. Not a lot, though, because it's kind of hard to take pictures of something that's going by you at 700-something miles an hour. But we got it done. It's 5:44 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. So staying with the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, as we start to wind things down for the last 10 minutes or so. Let me go to the phone now. We have Bill from Pittston. Bill, you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you today?
Doing all right.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, there was another shooting in California, in Sacramento. I was actually flipping through the channels. I don't usually pause at MSNBC, but it was on MSNBC, and there was no way to skirt it. Apparently, from what they reported, the shooter was a frustrated Democrat lobbyist that was upset that Jimmy Kimmel got fired.
I have not seen this. Where did you say it happened?
In Sacramento, California. He fired several rounds into the ABC affiliate, and no one was hit, thank God. And thank God the Democrats aren't, for the most part,
okay, yes, yeah, that I know which story you're talking about now. Yes, I did. Yep, the Sacramento DA believes the ABC 10 shooting suspect acted with political motives, now that they got the information out that you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, just think Scalise. When he came to town to campaign for Jim Bognet, I was standing next to his son, and his son was obviously beaming. And I said to his son, I said, your father's a real American hero. And he was talking about that deranged Bernie Sanders shooter that was at the ball field that day. And, you know, for all their talk of humanity and compassion, I don't see it from the Democrats. Look at Crockett and some of those other inhumane people.
Well, she does. I don't know about inhumane, but she does say some of the craziest stuff there.
Well, she'd be great. That one woman, her daughter was killed by a illegal alien, and she treated the victim as if she was a piece of trash. Like, what, you know, don't even take any time to consider it. It's a waste of time. It dismissed her. That's why I say inhumane.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to look more into this story. I did hear about it today, and again, I didn't see anything about the Jimmy Kimmel aspect of it, that that's what he was mad of. I did hear that there were political undertones. So, Bill, I appreciate you putting it on the radar. I'm going to look into that.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you. Jake, did you see this, that quarterback Drew Brees has signed on as a weekly contributor on ESPN's First Take?
That's great. I mean, I've always liked Drew Brees, and there's been so many changes that have gone on with First Take over the past decade or so. I know, obviously, Skip Bayless, he left in 2016 for Fox Sports. Then, of course, you had Molly Karam, who just abruptly resigned, I believe it was a week ago today, for that matter. I've always liked Drew Brees. He was definitely one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch. And the thing is, he had a very, very brief stint with NBC Sports after he retired in the spring of 2021. I believe he was on Fox's NFL pregame show yesterday. So, yeah, I think that's a great – I was going to say that's definitely a great addition for First Take because, again, they've gone through so many changes over the past couple of years, especially.
Yeah. Now, it says he just signed on as a breaking news. He signed on as a weekly contributor on ESPN. So I don't know how big his role is going to be, but he'll be there weekly, it appears, at least.
Yeah, either way, like I was saying, Drew Brees is really, really good for the sport. Whether, again, it could be a debate show like First Take, it could be pregame shows. I mean, obviously, the NFL on ESPN, when you have the Sunday morning show, you also have Monday Night Countdown, which is going to be later tonight. I believe Stephen A. Smith is going to be on that pregame show. So, yeah, I was going to say huge Drew Brees fan here. So
all right.
I like it.
Well, there's some good news to you. Did I break it to you? You didn't know
you
about
actually
it?
Did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It just broke a couple of seconds ago.
Awesome.
So I popped up on my, as I scan things, I figured I'd get Jake the inside information. So let me go to the phone again. Now we have Josh from Blakely on the Farmer's Almanac. Josh.
Hi, Rob. Yeah, I'm sorry to rehash something from earlier in the show, but I was tied up. I couldn't call at the time. And I never did read the Farmer's Almanac, but there are some old adages that it reminded me of on my drive home from work. And if you think about them, a lot of them are all relatively very accurate. Like, I think of Red Sky at Night, Sailor's Delight. Red Sky at Morning, Sailor's Take Warning. Are you familiar with that one?
Very much so. Anyone who spent some time on the water knows that one real well.
And it seems pretty accurate as well. And another one that, I don't know if this one's as common, but it's almost like clockwork. If it rains before 7, it quits before 11. So if you wake up to the rain, just hang in there a couple of hours. By 11 a.m., you may be able to get work done. And I always appreciated that.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. You can't disregard, some of the old folksy thing because it came from stuff they were experiencing year after year after year after year. So, it's not going to be 100%, but nothing's 100%. But it's, there's a lot to be said from life experience, and I think the Farmer's Almanac definitely incorporates that into their writings.
And that's why your conversation earlier in the show reminded me of that. The only other one I can think of off the top of my head, I've been busy at work all day, but I'm sure there's many others, but referring to corn crop, knee high by the 4th of July.
Yeah. Yep. Common sense adjectives from things they experienced year after year. And if it wasn't, they knew it was going to be a bad year. And corn this year, from what I understand, wasn't that good of a year for us.
I lost track, to be honest, but my peaches were great.
My peaches were good, too. They fell real early, but my animals devastate them. My apples didn't do too well. My pears were really good, too. But the peaches were good.
Awesome. Well, hey, I appreciate your time. I know you're running out of time on the show. And I'm glad I had an opportunity to chime in with those couple of idioms, adages, if you will, because I couldn't call when you were in that discussion.
That's fine. I'm glad you called in. I'm glad it sparked some interest in you to think about it on your way home, Josh.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. And that's what the conversation's about. That's always good when it sparks something. And listen, if you can't, I understand people work, they got kids, sports, the kids running from sport to sport. I get it. That's why we have those apps, why we have the podcast. That's why I upload things to social media. So I kind of get you when it's your schedule. I mean, a lot of things aren't on just our schedule here. I'm on from 3 to 6 each day, but I understand that's a tough time for a lot of people. Which is why we give you all these other avenues. Just get that Odyssey app, favorite us, and then you'll get it there. And you can go back and listen to it when you get home or in the evening or whatever. Listen, we were just looking at the numbers today, and there's a lot of people that listen to my show after the days after the fact. because I have friends in different parts of the country that are listeners, that are fans, people in the military, people in law enforcement, and they listen to the podcast or things like that when they get their days off. So it was interesting because they said, you know, like 5 days later or 6 days later, they'll get a spike in a show I did. And it's like, well, those are probably the days off for those people, and they're just catching up on their podcast or what they're listening to. Because that's how a lot of people listen. You know, on their days off, they're going to the gym, they're going for a drive, they pop the podcast on their CarPlay, and they listen. A lot of times during the week, you know, they just running around doing too much life. I get it. Family, kids, your health, everything else. It's you know, not everybody runs on the same schedule, and we know that for sure. So I appreciate you listening when you can, and I appreciate you bringing it up and calling in and interacting with the show when you can. Because that's what it's all about. And you know, I'm glad it sparked a little interest. It did on me. I did not know until today that there were two Farmer's Almanac, the original, then the old Farmer's Almanac, and just the Farmer's Almanac. Both of them over 200 years old. One's older than the other. And it appears that I have always followed the old Farmer's Almanac. So just where we stand, and we always learn something new. And I like when I learn something new. Well, that's it for today. It's coming up on 6 o'clock. God bless, be safe, and I will see you all tomorrow.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.